on this then.
No, I gotta say for this fucking test, man. I don't have time to fucking bullshit, man.
Hey everybody, Bible Study Show, it's Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Miles.
Miles got a job at Denny's.
Order up!
He's doing the dishes tonight.
Wait, hold on, Bob. What? How many onion rings?
Yeah, okay. I'll take a whole stack. Oh my God, this guy tonight is killing me.
Like you, okay?
First he's eating ravioli out of the can or something.
I know.
And then now he's putting the dishes up and slamming them around. Sounds like he's, you know.
It's not enjoyable, okay?
It's not. I guess not.
It sounds fun to be me and it's not, believe.
Okay, it's just wow.
You know.
Give a guy a little pressure. He's got to like take a test or something. I'm telling you, you don't have to study for a paternity test.
Yeah.
You know, it's either gonna be yours or it's not.
Yeah.
Chances are it's not yours. So.
It won't be mine. Believe me.
Yeah, can't study for the IQ test either, so.
Yeah, I don't need that. I just hope this test doesn't cover the Cucullorius, because I still don't know what the fuck that is.
You know what a Cucullorius is. Come on.
A scrim and a snoot.
It's Cucullorius is a. Generally a piece of metal with kind of random shapes cut out of it that you put in front of a light in order to make odd patterns.
Oh, that's a Cucullorius?
That's a Cucullorius.
Oh, shit, I didn't learn that.
You serious?
I don't know, I plucked it on that test, man, I don't know.
And then a scrim is usually like a screen style thing that goes in front of a light. And a snoot is a thing that directs the light, so it's like a cylindrical thing that goes on the front of the light in order to make the light so it doesn't spread so fast.
Was this like a book we were supposed to read or something in college?
I must have read it and you didn't, so.
I don't know. You must have got the book and I didn't, or I don't know what.
Well, if you go to 710 Bookstore, you get top cash back for every book you sell.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I sold back a lot of fur. I'm plunking. I'm getting up. Kneeling.
Yeah, apparently I bought the book, read the book, and returned the book, and you did not do any of that, so.
If you listen to the show, you'll know that once upon a time we were in film school.
Right, whenever there was film and there wasn't digital stuff, yes.
And there was like an exit exam, and Bob did slightly better than me, and he's never let me forget it.
I don't recall how much better I did than you, but okay.
You rubbed it in my face pretty good, though, I know that.
Well, there, you know, you deserved it, I'm sure, at the time, you know.
You enjoyed rubbing it in my face.
You had a way of bringing out the worst in me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or the best, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah. I think without me, there wouldn't be no Bible then, so.
In what sense?
You use all my editing equipment every night.
Oh, that's true.
Do you have any editing equipment? I don't seem to have any.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. That was only on the early days.
Come on over, but don't talk to any of the street people on the way over to my apartment, because, okay, I won't.
Yeah. That was the last time I came over, I believe, at least without driving.
Every time this guy's always like, oh, I got fondled on
This guy followed me for like 5 blocks. And the only reason he stopped following me is because somebody came the other way and he followed them because I was not giving him any money. He followed me and hounded me for 5 blocks.
So if you want to get rid of Bob Lament, this is how you do it.
Yeah. Ask me for money. There you go.
Yeah. He will disappear fast. So gone.
Just ask me for money.
There would be no hesitation. Gone. Nope.
I'm out of here. So, yeah, man. Then he followed these people going the other way and asked them for money for, like, I don't know how long, so. Yeah, basically. I'm like, dude, I got nothing for you.
Hey, it's me, Steven Seagal. I need some money.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So.
I was worried that day.
So I went to another trivia thing this weekend. You want to hear about that?
I am so jealous. Like, they never have these damn things around here. And you get to go, like, every freaking weekend. Like, oh, yeah, there's another one.
Yeah. No, I don't get every weekend, but I went to another one.
I think every weekend you're, like, scouting out this place. Like, yeah.
No, I don't. What people ask me, and I say, yeah, I'll go. Sure.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you're up on this.
Not really. I don't like to be the person. I'm not good at, like, getting everybody together for these kind of things. I'm good at showing up.
Yeah. That's true.
You know?
That's
another grand slam. Oh, thank God. I've been listening to this for like half an hour. I don't know how many dishes you fucking people go through in a week or a day or whatever. I don't even know.
You know, I don't hire like a housekeeper like you. I'm sure you have, you know, some hired person that comes in.
Mrs. So. Livingston, of course.
Yeah. I didn't want to get Rachel. But yeah.
What do you mean, Mrs. Livingston? Yeah.
Because she's Oriental, you think that's funny, huh?
Well, no. If people don't know who Mrs. Livingston is, they have no idea that she was Oriental, so.
That's true, yeah. They can't know your race if they don't know who you're making fun of.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. So we went to this thing, and it was a charity one, and my wife begrudgingly went with me. I wanted to go. And I said, well, you know, you'll have fun. So we went. And I'm telling you, this was the most hillbilly trivia thing I've ever been to.
I would take adult cinema for $500, please.
Not quite that bad, but...
Sir, this is a Catholic church, so please.
But...
Call that down.
The categories and the questions were okay. You know, this one category was hellacious. I don't even know where they got it, and I don't know why they thought anybody would know it. And oddly enough, some people did, which was even more strange because it was, according to the Farmer's Almanac, what do you call, and then they list out the months. So, like, the moon in January is called, what's the name of the moon they call?
The Hunter's Moon.
No, but Hunter's Moon was later in the year. January is the full wolf moon.
Oh, I was just going to say full wolf, yeah.
I was like, who? And then they went through 10 of these. Hunter's Moon, yes, was one of them. Nobody knows that. That's what I was trying to... Nobody.
Who could know that?
No, but you know what? Some people got like 7 of them.
I know that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the, you know.
Yeah,
the Rod Stewart stomach pump moon.
That would be Mitch Kudelbaum goes to jail moon, isn't it? That's the ticket.
So, yeah, that was the worst category by far. That's the one we've done the worst on. The least amount of points. We got, oddly enough, we got 5 points, believe it or not. But
if you were in South America during the summer solstice,
yeah,
on July 13th.
So that was the that was what I would call, that was the category that I would have never thought anybody would make a category, and they did.
I'd walk the hell out. No.
No, well, we couldn't, though, because we were winning.
I thought you were going to talk about, like, Gilligan's Island or some shit, and that...
No. We did have some movie ones, and that's what I'm good at, and we had, you know, some TV stuff, but all the usual stuff, and we got a really good score. We actually won the tournament, so...
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
First place. So, you know...
Got a bunch of ringers on your team.
Apparently, yeah, apparently it's got some smart folks that know a lot of nothing, apparently. So we won, but the thing about this one that I've never had happen at any of the others that I was at, so we're at this kind of like little country park, kind of a little bit outside of town in the middle of, you know, cornfields and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in this you know, the you know, memorial shed or whatever they call it. It's like a cinder block building out in the back of the park.
Welcome to the memorial shed.
And, I mean, there's quite a few people there. I mean, there was, you know, there's probably, 100 and some people, maybe 140 people, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe more. Somewhere in that neighborhood. But the problem was that the people who were, like, putting on the event were drinking the whole night. And so by the end of the night, it was pretty bad.
Who wants to call the next one? Me.
So they kept drinking.
It'd be funny if you were, like, in a mausoleum. Welcome to the mausoleum / bingo tournament.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, that'd be so creepy.
So it got harder and harder to get through the rounds as they got more and more drunk.
You probably couldn't understand the words.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh?
And then at the end... They said, well, you know, these two tables tied, and I'm looking at the score because they were writing it down on the, they had a thing on the wall, they were writing it down on it, and it's like, I mean, you can't even add that poorly to know that we were winning by like a margin of 10.
Yeah.
And so there was no tie. There was no way it could have been a tie. We had like 4 perfect rounds. Out of 10, and they didn't even have any, I think, maybe 1.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the rounds we were all up on them as far as, like, you know, we got 9, they got 8, you know. I mean, it was atrocious.
They won. They got that cute girl over there.
It was just like, I'm like, what do they mean it tied? And so, of course, somebody from my table had to go up and say something. And
that big girl over there with the glasses and the lawyer and the, you know, kinky hair. Yeah. The dude oh, shit.
So, anyway, we got declared the winner finally after they, they like, shook their eyes, or, you know, rubbed their eyes a little bit. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, by the way, you did win. So,
I tell you what, I got the golden sneech here in my pocket. If you can grab it, you win. Oh, you won, all right. Whoa.
So then I was like, we had to get going because it just was, it had kind of fallen off a cliff, as it were. The thing was, I don't know that you're supposed to have, I mean, alcohol there. I guess you could. It was a park.
So, the shed.
there's alcohol on the show. I mean, teenagers in there do it all the time.
You know? I mean, these guys had coolers upon coolers. I mean,
BYOB.
Oddly enough, the people I was with, I don't partake that, you know, rarely do I partake. And so at our table, we had everybody was drinking as well. That these one ladies drank a whole bottle of wine between themselves. And then these other guys had like a case of beer they were drinking. So
If those ladies had a Michigan accent, that could be my mom and my aunt.
It almost. I'm sure that they would have got along really well.
Yotterheaders,
It's a $3 chuck. We got through. We've gone through the $3 chuck.
Holy wah!
So we weren't lightweights at the table. I guess I was. I just had some water, but everybody else at the table was, you know, throwing them back too. So
wow.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it was. There was a lot of drinking going on. A lot of drinking.
Bob's ordering his apple teeny.
Unfortunately, there seemed to be more drinking going on with the judging and or the crew putting on the show there.
Hey, let's make this a wet tea contest, too, while we're at it.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, whatever works.
That's how you win here.
So, but they did raise a lot of money for this thing, and it went over well. But by about the eighth round, it got pretty sketchy there. I didn't know if we were gonna make it. So
we're gonna get another shed going for the AA meetings here.
That's right.
Throwing drink up and
this is the wet shed. That's a dry shed over there.
All you teetotalers, get over there.
So yeah, that's the. That's the first time that I've seen, because I mean, all these things have alcohol. I mean, that's just part of the gig, right? So that's the first time though that I saw that it impaired the people putting on the show. So they were slamming them back apparently. So somebody the next day, some homeless guy found a lot of aluminum cans in the area. I'll put it that way. So.
Oh, bingo!
Look at that. I hit the mother load. But, you know, we won, so I was happy. And
Did you win?
Yeah, we won, yeah.
No, I mean, did you win a prize? Or what did
There was money prize, but the table agreed at the beginning to just donate it back because it was a charity event, so. Yeah. Well.
Screw the charity, boo.
If it we won, this same crew won last year. Yeah. It may not have been last year. It may have just been in the spring. I can't remember. But we did take the money then. But it was this kind of a charity event. But it was like they don't need the money. So this time we were there was soft hearts and they need the money. We'll let it go. So
that kid with all the third degree burns don't need no damn money.
He don't need no money. Yeah.
So you don't need no damn money.
It was like $300, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course, there's like 10 people on your freaking teams, basically.
Well, no, there's 8 people. So. But yeah, $300. That's not a bad thing.
Not bad. No. That's pretty good.
So. But it was fun. We had fun. I, got to answer some questions and. You know. I like that kind of stuff. Got a little rowdy. Had all these drunk people come up to us and say, hey, congratulations on winning. Congratulations. I'm like, honey, we need to leave.
You can tell I pissed my pants.
That's right. Oh, don't worry. I spilt.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no guilt when you spilt. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah. No, it was... I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, thankfully when we left most everybody else, we turned left, they all turned right. So I think it was, we were in the clear, thank goodness.
We're going up to Springfield now to see some titties.
Yeah. No, that's, what are you talking about? East St. Louis.
I don't know. Who knows?
So we're all going to go to Sauge.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was my weekend. I had a good time, you know.
Yeah, I was
waiting for the cops to circle the building, you know.
Come on, boss.
Yeah. You know, I don't remember any windows on the building, to be honest with you. I don't recall.
Are you sure it wasn't Jehovah's Witness temple or something?
I'm just thinking back about it now.
Isn't there a thing like they have no windows or something?
Well, you know, when I was in Decatur, they used to have this, the police officers club, and they had no windows.
Huh.
That's where the policemen would go to get drunk after their shifts and everything.
Huh.
Yeah, I think that's because they kept getting broken out and stuff, so.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe. Maybe the old, memorial shed just didn't have any windows, so they wouldn't get broken out, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit of a bunker, really.
The sun's coming up. Holy shit, how late were we in here?
That's right, that's no kidding. This damn time change. So, what's going on with you?
So I went to a trivia night. Come on now. So, my kids are attending the Larry Flint Junior College in the area.
Is that the one that he gave money to whenever he was saved for a while? Or was that the time period where he liked to take pictures of women urinating? Because he had that time period as well. So.
Both.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains all the fountains.
I don't know. Me and my youngest kid, we kind of share a car, basically, and which is fine. So I'm dropping him off one day.
Yeah.
And this place must have won the lottery because they're, like, putting up buildings and, you know, moving things around.
You're paying tuition, so.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what happened, where all this money came from, but they found it, man. So.
Pell Grant came in.
I don't know, man. There's all sorts of stuff going on. So for some reason, they have decided to start, like, redoing the sidewalk, like, right in front of one of the main entrances.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, tearing it up and laying new concrete and all this.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get there and...
You're tearing up my parking spot.
Yeah, all the parking's gone now with all these fucking new buildings, which sucks. I don't even know where people park here anymore, to tell you the truth. My son's got a test or something. He's all kind of got his game face on. You know, he's just like all, you know, like, well, you'll be fine. And I drop him off. I'm trying to get around, like, you know, like cement trucks and, you know, people walking. So he jumps out. I go, yeah, I'll see you later, you know. Our regular, you know, thing. He goes, yeah, whatever, you know, please.
He's like, anyway, it sucks sharing a car with my dad. It sucks.
That's not my dad, just so everyone knows. Yeah. The neighbor. with this big expensive car we're driving here, but
was it still honking?
Get the hell out of the way. Yeah, no, that wasn't. No, I'm driving like the crummy old car, and
gotcha.
So I came home later on that night, and my son's laughing. And I go, "What's funny?" He goes, "Yeah." So he's walking, right? He's almost in the building, and all of a sudden he decides that, "Huh, I feel like I'm walking in mud or something." And he looks down. Now, he just bought some, like, big boots, like these big, you know, steel-toed boots for work. And the kid's, like, a size 14, I shit you not, right?
Yeah, I know. He's got big feet.
He has just walked in some fresh, like, concrete. he's met with a chorus of, "What the fuck, dude?" I'm like, "Oh, no, you did." He goes, "Yeah, I did." I go, "What happened? They just told me to keep walking."
<You're> like,
to get out of it.
You're screwed the coach now.
Yeah, cause I go, "Wasn't there anything around?" He goes, "No, there was no, like, markings around it. They had, like, other parts of it blocked off." But he goes, "I just, they, like, two or three steps into it, and, yeah."
Hey, Mr. Bean, come on.
So, now, the footnote to that story is, like, the next day, we were laughing, so the next day I drop them off in the same routine. We look, and they're actually, like, jackhammering up some of the new sidewalks. I'm like, "Oh, shit, don't show me your face. Don't show me your face."
Yeah, really, put your books up.
"Hey, Sasquatch, what are you doing walking in the concrete?"
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
You know, because my son's probably about 6'2", 6'3", you know, size 14 shoes.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, immortalized now, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully they leave it. That'd be great.
Yeah, I thought it was a little rude, and what the F, dude? I thought it was a little rude.
I'm surprised they're like, "That's okay, we get paid by the hour."
Yeah, I'm sure. It's like, "Oh, well, this is another overage we can charge the state." Oh, well.
Yeah, there you go. Larry Flint's going to cough up another 100 grand.
"Hey, who the hell walked in this concrete, Sasquatch?" Pissing me off.
Oh, my gosh. Did he make it to class?
Yeah, he did. I go, "Did you have a bunch of shit in your shoes?" He's like, "Well, yeah, but, you know."
I just kept walking.
Brand new shit kicker boots. You know,
it's all inside the school. And
I janitor.
Then the janitor's going crazy. "Who the fuck brought cement into the school?"
"Who the dumb's up, bitch?" But yeah, I guess you said there was like zero, you know, barriers around sweat concrete. Why would they do that, right? Like, you know, in the morning, all these kids are walking around like zombies anyway.
They don't care. They got their schedule, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they couldn't have picked a worse place or time to do it. Like, oh, jeez.
That's
too funny. You know, like, come here on a weekend and do it or something. You know?
Can somebody throw me a stick? I want to sign my name.
Baby Bo Safis.
Right. This is the original work of art I'll be charging the school for.
That's how they raise money, man.
What's that?
They should do like a Grauman's Chinese Theater, you know, like.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, there you go. Yeah.
They should do that, man. Like, okay, like $100, you can do it, you know.
Stick your hands in the cement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and somebody trips on, you know, some crazy thing that somebody did, and then...
No, I said the cement, not the semen.
That's terrible. Well, you know, when he's the next Salvador Dali, they'll be changing their minds.